nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is December 13th, 2020. It has been a full week of news, and not necessarily the news, in other words, known as the fake news. I am happy to expose their lies, their misinformation, their disinformation, their agendas, and their overwhelmingly biased viewpoints. It's our time now. Support the independent media, support RBN. Please visit the RBN website for some great resource articles. Read them, share them with others, republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone lines, if you have minutes, that's great, 512-248-8252. If you have no minutes, I understand. Toll-free numbers, 800-313-9443. Chat room has been established to discuss the issues, debate the issues, duke it out. Would appreciate intelligent discussion. I concur. I'm going to start off tonight's broadcast. I'm sorry. I'm going to report right now. I'm going to tell you right off the bat at the beginning of the show, I am not in a good mood. I am a little bit of doom and gloom, a little bit of negative. I'm sorry. But this has been a terrible, lousy week. I think you know what we're talking about here. You know, in critical care medicine, in 27 years, I had my successes. I've had my failures. They have not been my failures. Heavenly Father has decided to take people at the appropriate time. There's not much I could do. There's not much my team could do. You get those cases, you get an MVA, a motor vehicle accident, it comes to you. We all kind of dive in on it together. We're a team. And day by day, you do baby steps, and sometimes you have some great days, and some days you have some setbacks. And when you have good success, we call them baby steps, and you're doing well, it encourages you that when you come back, you're going to say, you know what, we're making some positive strides. We've had several days in a row, and things are all looking much better. We're going to save this patient. It's encouraging to go home and wake up the next day and that morning and say, I'm going to work again and I'm going to have another good day. I'll get my patient back and we'll continue on the pathway of success. Now, if I came to work and I had a motor vehicle accident, an MVA came in and I had a bad day and I went home and I came back the next day and the day was worse. Took a couple steps back, and the next day I came back and a couple steps back. And we did everything in the world. We tried everything we could do to save the patient, and it just wasn't responding. The patient wasn't responding, spiraling out of control, multi-system organ failure, whatever else happens, infection, whatever. And we did not succeed, and the patient died several days later. You can take those really, really hard. But if you do, I guarantee you're not going to be in the medical field very long. If this was a regular pattern, you would probably bow out. You'd probably leave the field of medicine. So you go home, you recoup, you come back after a couple of days, you start over again, and you get another case, and that case does fine. Same pathways, baby steps, success, out of the ICU, gets to go home someday. But if I came back and I had the same situation happen again, that we did everything in the world, and my patient died and I went home again and came back and the same scenario happened again, another bad patient, all the hard work we put in still could not save the patient. That's two, that's three in a row. You would come back to work very, very despondent, very depressed, saying, what am I doing? It's not me, but I need some success. If that was a continuum, you would definitely leave the field of medicine. You would find something else to do because it would play heavily on your mind. It would be a mental incapacity. It would eat away at your self-esteem. And it would probably kill your career. That's never happened to me. I've always had very good success. Like I said, the successes I didn't have were not my fault. As a team, we all accept responsibility, and sometimes it's just the way it goes. There's a window of opportunity, and sometimes the patient has that window of opportunity. He takes it. He has the fight. He has the drive. He wants to live. He wants to survive. And sometimes people lose faith. They lose hope, and they give up. Just on that one day, all you need to do is give up on one day in an ICU. And the next day is downhill, and you're gone. So you have to have hope. You have to have the drive to live, which helps us out tremendously. Trust me on this. So I look at myself right now. This week, what's happened? The Supreme Court has turned its back on Donald Trump. Two of the justices seem to care. The others, nothing, didn't care. Brett Kavanaugh didn't care, didn't voice in on this. Neither did Amy Coney Barrett, the newest justice, didn't seem to care to voice an opinion on this. This overwhelmingly blatant voter fraud that we just experienced, the most blatant fraud, voter fraud, stealing an election ever in our lives. I mean, there's cheating, subtle cheating, but this was major. So they released Texas lawsuit against Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, dismissed it. Didn't even look at the evidence. They just said, yeah, we don't want to mess up and upset the protocols. Well, what protocols were we talking about here? Protocols of election integrity or protocols of thievery and cheating? Which one are you talking about here? Of course, there's no follow-up on that. And I can only assume is that they know the system's crooked. It's very corrupt. And making a decision on this right now opens up that big can of worms of looking back at past elections and saying, wow, the whole damn thing is corrupt. The whole damn thing is corrupt. Going back far, far, far back, you're just finding out now about Dominion and other software that is used to throw elections and flip elections. I had no idea there were so many, and I had no idea that the elections were being tabulated and counted in a foreign country. Wow, does that spell fraud all over right there? Isn't that just fraud in your face? Wait a minute, are you telling me that you have an election in the United States, but you don't count it here? You count it in another country. Not rocket science. That spells fraud all the way. Fraud. So I see myself this week. I'm seeing myself in the movie of Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite movies. And I'm inside the prison walls here, and I'm sitting back, leaning against the wall here. And of course, Morgan Freeman's right next to me. And he's telling me, I can't be thinking about the outside. It's hopeless. Bad luck goes around. It's got to land on somebody. I just happened to be in the path of the storm. That's kind of how I feel. 74 million Trump voters were cheated. Like I said, the most blatant voter fraud we have ever seen in our lives. I need some hope. Hope that justice will prevail. I am not holding my breath. I am exhausted. My appetite is not there anymore. I'm losing weight. Sleep. I'm not sleeping that sound. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. There's another story I'll share with you, and it points to politicians. wife and I were talking today. I made a little meal. We sat down, talked, and she said, do you think the founders of the Constitution ever thought that government would get so corrupt? And I responded back saying, you know, I don't think they understood that the statesman would become a politician, a professional politician, and turn from statesman to politician, where the corruption probably started when they transferred the name over to politician from statesman. But they worried about a president becoming a king, a dictator. So they put term limits on his term, so they didn't have to worry about that. But they never thought that the statesman would turn and become so corrupt and be a part of the system, the corporatocracy here, owned by the corporations, working for the corporations, and no longer working for the people. They had no idea about a lobbyist. They had no idea this was going to happen. We were going to have corporate fascism. They had no idea of the protections government would have for corporations and vice versa. They would give money back and they would simply be scratching each other's back. They had no idea, no vision of the corruption that would come because they didn't close the loopholes, the gray area, the back doors. There's a guitarist, American guitarist, black guitarist by the name of Robert Johnson. Very, very popular American blues guitarist, considered the master, the Delta Blues. His prime days, his heydays were 1936 and 1937. There's a story that floats around. I don't know if it's true or not, but it does relate to what I see today. And supposedly in his career of wanting to be success and find success, he was in a crossroads in his life, willing to in that road. Which direction do I go? I really want to be successful. I want to be famous. Selling his soul to the devil. Asked him, did you really do that? I sold myself to the devil. My soul. Why? Well, I wasn't using my soul. And I look at these politicians. I look at people like Pelosi. I look at Nadler, Schiff, Biden, Harris, Feinstein. The list is long. It's a very long list of people who are not Christ-like. People, I do believe, I know they wear the little crosses and they put on the airs of little flags and little crosses as if they were Christ-like and following a religion and being faithful to religion, but their actions speak louder than words. You can put lipstick on a pig and you got a pig, a pretty looking pig with lipstick. That's it. And these people, what they're doing to this country, tearing it apart, I can only believe that they are godless, not Christ-like, and on the side of evil, selling their soul to the devil for fame, fortune, and power. Kind of like Robert Johnson did. That's true or not? Amazing. So that's how I've been this whole week, very upset, very bothered, to a point where my wife said, do you want to step away for a while? You want to take a break and not do this anymore for a while? Part of me says, yeah. Part of me says, no. Always been a fighter. But I'm weak, and I'm tired, and I'm angry. And I look at Donald Trump, and I started thinking about Donald Trump, what's going on now. I'm getting texts, I'm getting emails from people who are saying, this is all strategy. This is all strategy. And it's going to work out really well before January 20th, the inauguration for Biden, number 46. It's going to work out, Steve. You got to keep hope. You got to be positive. You got Alex Jones out there doing a spiel saying it's going to work out. This is all going to be great. This has all been planned. Really. Somehow, I just don't believe that. What I do wonder right now is when I see Donald Trump with the lawsuits and everything going forward and Sidney Powell and taking on, releasing the Kraken and doing everything she's doing, and General Flynn doing what he's doing, and COVID positive or COVID infected Rudy Giuliani, which looks pretty damn good right now for COVID. He's back out of the hospital. Looks great. Was he in the hospital for a couple days, a week? I wonder if he really had COVID. Of what's going on here, is it going to matter? Is it, if evil is as thick and bad as I think it is, and unfortunately I think it is, if the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, is not willing to look at some information before they make a judgment, I'd say the corruption is pretty thick. Pretty damn thick. So I'm supposed to keep hope. I'm supposed to be energetic. I'm supposed to be positive. And just wait and wait and wait to see what happens. QAnon. I get stuff about QAnon. This is all set up. QAnon. QAnon. Dave X22 report. I happen to like most of the time. But I'm wondering if Donald Trump is now just posing to look like he's fighting the fight he needs to fight. He's posing, looking as if he really wants this job. I got a funny suspicion. I got a funny feeling. It's a show. It's an act. I do believe that it's possible. It's quite possible. Somebody has whispered in his ear and said, you don't want a second term. Do you know the story about John F. Kennedy? Yeah. Okay. Well, all successful assassinations have the same ingredients. They have time, opportunity, and a lack in security and intelligence to occur. There's no way in the world they could have a successful assassination on somebody bigwig without being an inside job. Somebody's got to tip off where they're going to be. Somebody has to be doing something else at the time, paying attention to something else, and there has to be opportunity time and a huge security breach in order to carry out a successful assassination. So I wonder what we see now with Donald Trump trying to, is he spinning his wheels? Is he real? Is he the real deal? Does he really want to win a second term? Or is this the way, just as an appearance, to look like he wants it, but he really wants to bow out and get the heck out of this? I got to wonder, why would you want a second term? They beat the hell out of you for 3.5, 4 years, phony scandal, one after the other. And you want to sign up for another 4 years. I would probably say hell with it and go back to doing what I do, making money, being the entrepreneur, the big builder that he is. Put this all behind me. But the question is he really doing it because he wants to win? Is he really want to win? Or is it just a pose? Taking your calls. Please call in if you get a chance. 800-313-9443. If you have minutes, 512-248-8252. This is Steve Elkins, and you're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
The likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And we are back. It's going to be a jazz night tonight. My board op there, Ken, doing a super job there tonight, keeping me calm and cool and collected here. I appreciate that, Ken. I need that tonight more than ever. You know, I mentioned the Robert Johnson story here, and you might say, well, that's, you know, this conspiracy theorist stuff here. But it's interesting to find out that Robert Johnson died at the age of 27. So did Janis Joplin. So did Jimi Hendrix. So did Jim Morrison. So did Kurt Cobain, and so did Amy Winehouse, all at the age of 27. Is that odd, or is that odd, or what? There's got to be something to that one. I don't know. Yeah, Robert Johnson was actually poisoned, the height of his career here, really taken up, poisoned by a husband. Evidently, he had paid too much attention to a woman in a nightclub who was married, and they poisoned him. He actually was crawling on the floor, and he died in a terrible, terrible way. Terrible, terrible thing. Going back to what's going on here with the mainstream media, of course, we saw the big news of the Hunter Biden laptop before the election, weeks before the election. Of course, the FBI had their hands on it for a good year prior to we finding out about 3 weeks before the election here. So the purposeful of handling it, holding on to it for a year, and then suddenly allowing it to be released, I think it pretty much happened only because of Rudy Giuliani. Had made a stink about it, felt that Donald Trump must needed an edge. And so let's get this thing out there. Let's just talk about it. But the mainstream media, of course, always said, well, it's Russian disinformation. It's not true. It's a conspiracy. There's nothing to it. We're not going to waste our time with it. All mainstream media decided to collectively, which they've been very good at this, to say, no, we're not going to touch this. It didn't happen. It didn't exist. And I guess 9.4% of the people said if they'd known about this story, they might have changed their mind and not voted for Biden. Those are Biden voters. So now the mainstream media is talking, well, yeah, there might be something there. And they're looking at some federal charges against Hunter Biden, some taxes, something going on there, probably some money laundering, I imagine. And what's really going on? Selling the family name for influencing government here. And that is illegal, by the way. It is illegal to do so. Which I wonder now that the mainstream media is actually looking at this story. I'm wondering if they're going to kill two birds with one stone here. Now, we know that it's in the plans to get rid of Joe Biden using the 25th Amendment. He's mentally incompetent. We have to remove him, and we need to get our horse in there. And that's Kamala Harris, or Kamala. So what better way to get rid of Joe Biden instead of waiting a month or 2 months or 3 months down the road here for invoking the 25th Amendment to say, let's tie him into the Hunter Biden scandal. And he's the big guy taking kickbacks, 50% of the take. He's selling his position in government to a foreign entity here, influence, China, Ukraine, Russia, whatever. Tie him into that. You don't have to worry about the 25th Amendment. You destroy the man, showing he's corrupt, he's on the take, selling his influence, and now guess what? You can blackmail the guy. Blackmail the guy. Take him out, Kamala goes in. She's already talking about when she's in the executive position, which means she's already counting on becoming president. She's pretty bold about saying it. There's no slips. No Freudian slip. When I am in the executive position here, saying I'm fine president, this is what I plan on doing. So I think that might be a tie-in right there, where I think we're looking at killing two birds with one stone, taking out Joe Biden automatically with a corruption scandal, which is a legitimate scandal here, by the way. It is real. I'm a little despondent here, a little disturbed with Giuliani and Tucker talking back and forth and Hannity on their show is of giving you little tidbits of information here, but not giving you the big scoop you want to hear. Just last night, Giuliani talking from home. He's home. COVID, he's doing great. Talking about he saw the laptop. He watched everything on the laptop. He knows what's on the laptop of Hunter Biden, and it's bad stuff. What can you give us a clue? Can you tell us? Or is that just part of the investigation you can't tell us till later? Really does matter now. Don't give me tidbits of any information if you can't give me more than that. Checking your calls when you come back. We got one in the loop here. Dan in Washington, you're up next. This is Off the Beaten Path.
You know I need your love. Your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind, and it's been you, woman, right down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
After all those green onions there. Go to the phones here. Let's talk to Dan in Washington. Dan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard the news the Supreme Court rejected it when I was listening to John Stadmiller's show on Friday, and I was trying to call in, but I couldn't get through. But they were all saying, oh, yeah, Trump's next term, he's going to really clean house. And it was tragic, you know, how fast the Supreme Court did that. You know, I've heard Texas kind of designed that in a way. To be basically rejected, you know, it's even though those Supreme Court, you know, Clarence Thomas, or, you know, a couple of them wanted to hear the case. They said they were going to reject it anyway, basically. So I just feel like there's something that we don't know that we'll never know, that the entire system, whether, you know, my gut feeling, it has something to do with Epstein and stuff, but
could be.
Maybe Trump threw the race, you know?
It could be, Dan. It could be that situation like opening up the case of JFK and showing that your own intelligence killed your own president here. And then you have to start looking at everything in history and then finding out the truth. It could be one of those situations that the Supreme Court just doesn't want to go there because they said it's so corrupt. It goes so deep And if we discuss it and bring it out in the open, the whole, well, the government collapses. And that's not what they want, the government to collapse. But, you know, it's amazing. Coney Barrett, he put Amy Coney Barrett in there for a reason, because I think he anticipated the fraud, and he may need her as an intelligent voice in law to say, let's look at the evidence. But when somebody says, we're not going to look at the evidence at all, yeah. I got to say that there's some funny reasons there.
Yeah, and they just slapped it down with, like, one sentence, too, like, just a slap in the face. Like, no, we're not hearing that one, you know? And,
But I don't know, Jan. Dan, it's, like I said, this has been an interesting week. It's been very depressing. I was hopeful for a little while there, and now I think my hope has been dashed. I'm not going to hold my breath. And I think I'm just going to have to step back and I guess we'll just see what happens in January. I still think maybe Trump might be posing, trying to appear as if he wants to stop this. I think they may have got in his head, and this may be a way of getting out of a second term, but appearing as if he wants the second term. Other than that, we've got 74 million people. We all know the election was rigged. So if the Democrats end up controlling the House and the Senate and the Oval Office and pack the court, we'll never have a chance. Conservative voices will never have a chance to serve the people in government. You will have nothing more than an imperialism form of government. This is amazing. That's where we are right now. That's what's disturbing to me, is that everything we've all worked hard for, we've been told to save our money, plan for a future, plan for retirement. Everything we worked for could be all pissed away by a tyrant, Joe Biden, a dictator, a king, and his joker, his jester, Kamala Harris, all pissed away. Our Constitution could be shredded, Bill of Rights shredded. We could see troops, UN troops on our soil. A civil war. A reason for the government to come and take your firearms away from you. This is very bleak. This is very bleak to think about and look at the possibilities of what we are going to have in 4 years. You know what also bothers me is that those who cheated for Biden to get him in, they're not going to be in a special group taken care of. They're going to be in the hole with everybody else, poor as everybody else. And how are they going to feel about that? You hated Trump so much, you're willing to cut your own damn throat because you hate this guy so much. And now you're going to suffer also. I'm amazed. Dan, you still there? We lose Dan? Dan's gone. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Sheldon in Washington, you're on.
Yes, well, to add to your depression here a little bit, I heard some hosts say a while back that your life isn't as important as the Constitution, and I kind of agree with that. But nobody's looking far enough down the barrel there. They take Joe out with the 25th. Then they get to take Commissar Carmella out with the birth thing because she's not born in the continental in the States. Then number three finally gets into control there. Pelosi finally gets to be the queen. Not a lot of That's people right. are touching on that. But I think that might happen before the Chinese or whoever totally marches in here. These two dominoes
that's very
could
true.
Fall within 6 months.
Yep. Sheldon, that's very possible. If Biden is out, Kamala is president, then the Speaker of the House becomes vice president. Can you imagine that? These two evil women being in charge and running our government. Amazing. Amazing. I want to find an island somewhere in the South Pacific that doesn't have that the United States government can't touch, and I'll just move there and start my own little government, a government of one or two. And I don't know. Scary thoughts there, Sheldon. Scary thoughts.
Gonna have to make it a government of three. I'll be right there with you, buddy.
Okay. All right. We'll leave the light on for you, okay? Appreciate your call, Sheldon. Back to the phones here. JR in Georgia, you're on.
The first thing I would like to tell you, Steve, thank you for the time that you put into these Sunday evening shows. You're in the same boat I am as far as your emotional convictions are. These are stressful days that we may face. And I do appreciate you taking the time to come in on Sunday evenings away from your family to give us your opinion and give us the few and not named patriots left in this country. I just want you to know that.
Well, I appreciate your call there, JR. Yeah, I am bothered. You know, something that's not talked about at all, nobody's talking about the mainstream media, but the mental effect, I don't know if you've noticed on TV, but they are ramping up, the pharmaceuticals are ramping up the commercials on mental illness, which we know depression is setting in. People are losing their jobs. They're losing their livelihoods. They're losing their houses, their homes, or their apartments are being evicted. This is weighing very heavy. I am lucky now, but there are some people who aren't that lucky, and they've worked very hard, especially the small business owners. And I wanted to factor in what's going on in California here. Now, this lockdown in California, back in my home turf there in Sonoma County, started last night at midnight, another 3 weeks of lockdowns. So what small business they have not already destroyed and put out of business, in the next 3 weeks, they will finish off that remaining small businessman, finish him off. And if that doesn't do it, my prediction is after Christmas, they'll come back again. Fauci will come back and say, guess what? You guys got too close during the holidays. We got a spike again. Nobody will investigate it. Nobody will research it to validate it. You got a spike. We got to shut it down again. And they'll do the same thing for New Year's. They're going to destroy the nation. They're going to destroy the country. Actually, where I see Elon Musk is leaving California. A lot of corporations are leaving California. They're leaving Silicon Valley. They're actually going to Texas, Austin, Texas. They're going to destroy California, plus their immigration problem there they've got going on. And we know what Biden's about. No borders, open borders. Come on in. Welcome. 100-day mask rule, mandatory vaccines. It's almost, JR, it's almost as if Biden and company are pushing the American citizens, the patriots, to a point on the brink of pushing back with force a civil war between us and them, and a need to call in UN troops, they'll call them peacekeepers, that will fire on U.S. citizens and kill U.S. citizens, and they'll have need and reason to take away your firearms. Which, if that ever happens, JR, we have a president. We have a president that's turned into a king. We have tyranny, a tyrannical government. I hope we never see that. I'm almost 60 years old. I was hoping to have some kind of retirement here in a couple years. It's uncertain right now. It's uncertain. I don't know what's going to happen. Because globalists don't like middle class. They like everybody poor. So you have two classes of people. You have elites that have a lot of money, who've been making a ton of money through this crisis, this pandemic, making billions and billions and billions of dollars. Everybody else is sacrificing. Corporations are making some money, the monopoly ones, and everybody else is sacrificing and losing their livelihood. Scary times. Well, dark times, scary times.
That is the path of communism and the great utopia. There are the haves and the have-nots. And that's precisely, I believe, where we're headed. I hope it does not go that direction. But likewise as you, I'm extremely concerned. And now at this ninth month of lockdowns and mask wearing, I find myself also, I'm angry. I'm more angry than I've ever been in my life because I never could believe I would see the particular circumstances in which we're living today in the United States. Because I am myself 60 years old. And I never imagined anything of this nature ever arising to this benchmark that we've reached. And the problem
JR, there've been some polling out there. They have asked law enforcement and National Guard if called on to do carry out orders on firing on their own citizens, would they do so? 25% said they would. They do it for the paycheck, of course. They're doing it. They would do it. So the UN peacekeepers, which they're not peacekeepers, the mercenaries would come over and they would gladly fire on American citizens because they have no loyalty to this country. That's scary to think about, because how are we going to respond to that? With force comes force. We push back with the same thing of force. This could get very, very ugly. This could get very, very bloody. And as Mike Rivera would say, I don't want to see it go that direction. But I can't believe that we're in this situation. I would have never thought that a government would boldly have taken so many steps so fast to be a communist country, to lead towards communism. I mean, usually it's gradual. It's the frog in the slow boiling pot of water. It's gradually coming upon you that something is wrong here. But these guys are bold. They're going much faster. They're trying to reach that goal of Agenda 2030, the year 2030. They're ramping it up much faster. And then after this pandemic is over, they'll manufacture another pandemic and another pandemic and use fear and threats and intimidation until they get what they want. And that's total control over you and me.
Well, the thing is, we all know the day that Mr. Biden does his virtual ceremony and he executes his 100-day agenda, you're going to be made to choose and make a choice. Because right now, in the mainstream media, if you're paying a little bit of attention, the platform to get rid of Biden is already being played. Number one, it's his son. Mm-hmm. Number two is his health. Those are the two vices moving forward in the future that they're going to move in regards to moving Miss Harris into the president's office. This is probably going to take 18 to 24 months before the next midterm elections occur. But you can already see the premise being set forth for them to follow. Joe Biden is just a teddy bear on a Kroger shelf that's going to be thrown in the trash here very soon.
You know, it's interesting that you would think, JR, you would think that Biden's wife, Jill, the adulteress Jill, would say, honey, they're setting you up. They're going to throw you under the bus. You're not going to do 4 years. You think somebody would be honest enough to tell this guy, I know his mind is not always there. He's not very sharp, but you think somebody would say, they're going to do you wrong. They're going to do you worse, much worse. Far worse than they did Bernie Sanders. They are going to throw you under the bus. They're going to destroy you. They're going to beat you so bad. Your legacy is going to be, remember the guy? They're going to destroy him. They're going to destroy this guy. And nobody's telling him, and he has no clue. He either has no clue, or he's willing to say, well, at least I got in there for a little while.
Well, the thing about the Bidens, and I don't know this to be the truth, but they're setting up their bloodlines to be generational millionaires. with their affairs with the Chinese government. I agree with a lot of your listeners, callers, and yourself as well. We have entered into a period of time the United States has never seen before. We have never entertained the thought of the free trade with a communist country such as China. We did not do it with Russia, where you put people into gulags to produce American products, i.e. Nike, Adidas, the iPhone, Apple. Everybody's making money hand over fist today. The one percenters are. It's not the little men that are making money, but it's the big corporate monies. That's why big corporate, such as it exists today, your airlines now will eventually get to a point where you can't board a flight without a COVID vaccine card.
That's right. That's right.
That's where we're headed.
We are. Hey, JR, hold that thought. I'll bring you right back. I got some things to add to that. So let's bring you back after the short commercial break here. Stay tuned. More of Off the Beaten Path. I'll be right back after this short commercial break.
On the fringe where the shallows meet the scratchlands, out where hope.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719.
Back to the phones here. JR in Georgia. Go ahead and finish up there, JR.
Thank you for being more than gracious with the time you spent with me this evening.
Sure.
But
it's your network, man. It's your network.
We obviously are going to face some very, very dire storms here in the near future. I was disappointed with Trump's performance over these past 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I call myself not a Trump supporter, but a Trump voter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we, as a people of this country who identify, self-identify as true American patriots, who believe in the Constitution, which I believe was written by the influence of God from the time of the Magna Carta to the Constitution, and prior to that, the Bible. No matter how deep these challenges become, let us not lose faith. Because the ultimate goal is not going to be here in this world. It's going to be elsewhere. And there's a reason why we were born at the time we were born. You and I are here for a particular reason. Do we know it today? No, we don't. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a fight. And we're going to get mad, and we're going to get angry, and we're going to get sad. But I'm like you. I do not want to see this end in a physical matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I often pray, it does not go that way. But again, I would like to thank you for you being gracious with the time with me this evening.
You are so welcome, JR. And thank you for those words, a little bit of inspiration there. I appreciate that. I'm trying to be positive. It's tough looking at what's coming and what's already happened in the past year. We'll just have to wait, I guess. I guess like in the ICU, baby steps. We'll see every day what happens every day. And when we get to January 20th, maybe I'll be surprised. That would be a nice surprise. Not that Trump is the savior and he's the greatest thing ever since sliced bread. It's just the alternative again, the lesser of two evils. And like you, I'm very disappointed in him in his first 4 years. I would have thought as a businessman, a tycoon, as he calls himself, a tycoon and a billionaire businessman, that he would have cleaned house. Cleaned house, found the right people experienced with the jobs, and built his team. I'm a little concerned about somebody who hires people who later on turns around and conspires to remove you and bring you down. He hired a lot of people, did that. Second hour coming up, Off the Beaten Path. Stay tuned.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.